Welcome to the Daily Camera Science Podcast, where you'll hear interviews and occasional commentary about the latest scientific news from Boulder, Colorado, the scientific capital of the Mountain West. For more on these and other stories, be sure to visit the Daily Camera website at www.dailycamera.com.
This is Todd Neff with the Daily Camera. I am in the crawl space at Alex Kornitsky's home in Lafayette. Alec is perhaps best known in town for his remarkable Christmas tree light display, and he has moved on, and it's a charitable activity with, I guess you'd call it, it's a Google-related.
It is Google-related, Todd, and it's kind of hard to describe, but basically there is a contest in what's called the SEO or Search Engine Optimization Community, where it's basically a contest or a game where people are trying to rank high in Google for a certain term. You can imagine that people would like to rank high for real estate or Viagra or something like that. Well, in this case, they made up a couple of nonsense words. I'm not even going to try to say them. V7.com, e blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line, Todd, is 2 weeks ago on January 15th, if you used Google to search for any websites with those words in them, the number of websites that Google returned was zero. 2 weeks later, on February 1st, the number of websites that have those nonsense words in them is currently 3,140,000.
How do you go from zero to 3 million in 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks. Well, I only have one web page, and so, Todd, I'm just one of those. But there are hundreds of people worldwide all competing in this contest and trying to rank in the top page, or ideally number one, in Google for this particular term. And so what happens is a lot of those people make up hundreds or thousands of pages in an attempt to kind of stuff the search engine or stuff the ballot, if you want to call it.
Explain to me, when you say rank number one, when I hit Google and I type in, it's v7n.com, E-L-V-R-S-R-E-B-M-E-M, and it's members...
Members rule backwards, that's correct.
With nv7.com, and it's two words. By the way, your website is watching-paint-dry.com.
That's right. It's one of the most exciting websites on the internet, as a matter of fact.
I guess I want to understand. Ranking number one means watching-paint-dry.com would, if I did a find on v7n.com, elves or
right,
Google would return its pages.
3 million results.
And the top result would be watchingpaintdry.com.
Actually, right now, the number six result is watchingpaintdry. And, okay. And how Google determines that, it doesn't just apply to this contest. It applies in general. For instance, if we decided to do a search for Todd Neff, Google tries to return what they call is the most relevant page for Todd Neff. And the way they determine that is by looking at a page and seeing if, for instance, the phrase Todd Neff is on the page. Now, years ago when search engines just started, if I took a page and put Todd Neff 100 times in big, bold print, I might rank number one for Todd Neff. But Google has learned that people try to stuff the ballot that way. And so it becomes kind of a little bit of a popularity contest. In other words, the key is probably the number one page for Todd Neff is the page that a lot of other web pages all link to and say, we think this page has something to do about Todd Neff. And so by the same token, the 3 million pages returned by Google right now, the pages that are in the top are those pages that have a lot of other websites that have all cast a vote, if you think about it like a popularity contest. And that is one of the key things that Google uses to determine which pages are the most relevant for a certain term.
Now, Google also ranks the pages that are linking by relevance by in terms of, for example, you're doing this as a, if you win, what's the payout?
The first prize is $7,000. It's donated by a handful of people in the SEO community. It's not sponsored by
Search
Google.
Search engine optimization.
Search engine optimization, right. And so whichever page is first on May 15th by Google will get $7,000.
So you're planning on, if you win, giving this to celiac disease
That's correct. Technically, I'm not giving it to celiac because I'm never seeing the money.
Okay.
And what will happen is the sponsors will donate it directly to the University of Maryland Center for Celiac Research.
Their website, for example, links to your website.
That's correct.
That website, let's say, and I'll have you describe what a black hat.
Okay, sure.
Was it a black hat?
A black hat.
Program or just black hat?
Call them black hats because they're white hats versus black hats.
A black hat creates 100,000 web pages or something like
which
that.
Which is probably very realistic, by the way.
Is Google smart enough to know that the University of Maryland website is a legitimate website that actually has some real traffic that's getting channeled in? Or how does Google know the difference between University of Maryland linking to you and a a nonce.
Right.
Or
that's a great question, Todd. And that's something that Google tries really hard to separate the junk from the jelly, as it's sometimes called, because a spammer goes out there and makes 100,000 pages, and they may look legit. And so Google has to somehow, using their sophisticated computer algorithms, whatever they are, no one knows except Google, Google somehow assesses those pages and hopefully says, hey, those look like junk. I'm not going to rank those very hard. But the University of Maryland looks like a legitimate page. And so it all comes back to a little bit of online credibility, if you think about it. If you read something, say, on the Boulder Daily Camera website, I probably think that's pretty credible. Okay? If I read it at joeschmo.com, I don't think that is as credible. So Google has something called PageRank. I won't go into great technical detail on that. But basically, Google ranks various sites in terms of a number and how credible they are. So for instance, if the Daily Camera or the New York Times had a link to my contest entry site, that would be a big vote. It's not just a vote, it's a big vote. Versus Joe Schmo out there's website, if he links to my website, that's a vote, and it helps. Every little bit helps, but it's not as big a vote as, say, something from a very credible website.
Explain to me a little bit about why, how you got into this contest, and then your choice to donate to celiac disease. What is it about that disease?
I'm going to answer those in reverse questions, Todd. First of all, in the celiac, I have two boys, age 4 and 7, who have celiac. So it's a very personal issue for me. It's something I live with. I've actually worked with the University of Maryland before and raised over $3,500 for them with my Christmas lights. Kind of crazy, but I did. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I found that, geez, I got this website with Christmas lights and people wanted to, you know, donate, and again, it was completely voluntary, you know, I said, God, this is kind of neat. And then I heard about this SEO contest, the search optimization contest, and I said, oh, that looks kind of interesting. It might be kind of fun. And what I'll do is I'll call up a few of my friends and say, hey, guys, as I'm doing this, you know, and I've got this page up, and I figured, oh, I'll throw it in a Watching Paint Dry webcam. You know, we got to get some excitement in this contest here. And so, you know, I when they announced the keywords on January 15th, I was at home. They announced them at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. So at 1:01, I knew what the words were. I set up my page with the v7n.com members rule stuff, and then I sent an email to my friend saying, hey, I've got this web page. Can you link to it? And so far, I've done pretty well. And then the interesting thing that I think has kind of happened, Todd, is the celiac community has gotten wind of this. And I've had just, gosh, I've had all sorts of volunteers and supporters saying, hey, we really appreciate what you're doing. We want you to win this contest, the $7,000 for the University of Maryland. And so I've got a website. I'm going to link to you. And I'm going to tell two more, and I'm going to tell two more. So if you think about it, I guess it's a little bit of a viral phenomenon. Here I am trying to help cure a disease, right, but yet I'm causing a virus in cyberspace.
And the disease, just briefly, is it's a genetic gluten intolerance.
That's correct. The kids can't eat gluten. That's wheat, rye, barley, and probably oats. And so bottom line is, and I say this on the webpage, my hope is that when they get older, I can go out and have beer and pizza with them because there'll be a cure for it.
How much time is it taking you to set this up? Can you describe the scene here? We've got a D-Link.
Oh, sure.
Is it a wireless webcam?
It's a D-Link DCS6620G. It's a wireless webcam, so you can see we've got power hooked up to it. It does have a pan, tilt, and zoom, so I can actually either move this here or I can, you know, do it from my computer upstairs. It's got a little wireless antenna right there, so I don't have to run the Ethernet down here. And then, you know, because, you know, doing a search optimization is not exciting enough, I have the webcam looking over here at some clocks and some Hulk stuff and even a copy of today's Daily
cans.
Camera. Yeah, and some paint cans. And so you can see I kind of put some paint up here and, quite frankly, Todd, it's been drying for a long time.
Tell me about, you mentioned to me what's going on with these Hulk, the Hulk memorabilia.
The whole thing, Todd, is, God, that's probably a story unto itself. But, you know, a couple of years ago, I won this 9-foot inflatable Hulk here in a contest.
How did you win a 9-foot inflatable Hulk at Albertsons?
Oh, well, what happened was they're having a contest, and you had to enter an entry ballot. And I talked to the manager of the store, and I said, I really want that Hulk. And she says, well, you can enter an entry ballot. And so I took the entry ballot home. I went home. I used Photoshop. I did a pretty creative entry that had pictures of me with a green face and a few other things. And I went back, and I said, hey, here's my entry for your contest. And she says, you really want that, don't you? I said, yeah. I said, man, I sure hope I win. And she called me up a day later and said, well, you've won. And then I have this old 1972 Oldsmobile convertible that fortunately is a convertible, and he was fully inflated. He's 9 foot tall. And I threw him in the backseat of a convertible, and the rest is history from there.
And so your family gives you Hulk memorabilia.
Every year, you know, every year for my birthday, you know, people, you know, I'm getting up there in the years. I've got everything I really need, Todd. You know,
well, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Yeah.
That's
up there in the years, depending on the listener, perhaps.
It's getting up there. But, yeah, so I end up with Hulk hands, I mean, Hulk dolls, Hulk stickers, I mean, Hulk, you name it, I got it.
Search engine optimization, I do want to understand this group a little bit. What is their goal? Is their goal to understand how search engines work better, or what's the purpose?
I think there's a couple of reasons. The stated reason from the person, John Scott, at V7N.com, who started this, is basically he wanted to generate a little bit of publicity for his website. And so he's the sponsor. He kicked in the initial $1,000 and said, hey, you know, I want to have this contest, and also, he said, let's have some fun. I mean, you know, the reality is us computer guys are pretty stuffy dudes. And, you know, having a little bit of frivolous contest.
I don't know, Alex.
I'm a geek at heart. But and they've had these things before, but I don't think no contest, to the best of my knowledge, has had anywhere near the splash that this contest has had. Mm-hmm. So he decided to chip in $1,000, have these things. Well, then, you know, the SEO or search engines optimization community can be sometimes, I guess, a polite way of saying it's kind of catty. You know, there's a lot of dog-eat-dog type of stuff. And so a few other people chimed in and said, oh, John Scott, you're having this contest only to make people link to your website, to come to your website. Mm-hmm. And you have ulterior motives. And sure, I think John was probably doing it for some publicity, but I think also he's doing it because it was kind of frivolous and fun. So these guys said, we're going to have our own contest for the same words, but you can't link to John's website. Is that making sense?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And so what happened is a little animosity went back and forth. And quite frankly, Todd, I don't know. I've never met any of these guys. And I don't know if they're serious or just talking, you know, tough talk or something like that. Quite frankly, I don't care. You know, more of these guys that chip in money to make that pot bigger, which is now $7,000 for the first prize, the more I think I can maybe win for to help fight celiac disease.
The idea of... There is a search engine optimization community for a reason, I guess. And the reason is, what's the ulterior? Ulterior sounds evil. Yeah. What is the greater purpose? Right. Why does this community exist?
Because there's a real desire these days to rank well in Google.
Okay.
For instance, if you're looking for Christmas lights, let's talk about something I happen to know a little bit about. Okay. Well, it turns out
how many lights is it, by the way?
It was 26,000 this year. This year, I finally took Clark Griswold. Remember the National Lampoon's
Christmas? Yeah,
sure. He had 25,000 lights. Yeah, so I finally got him. First year I ever did. It's going to be less next year. Anyway, so what happens is, a better example, can I use the Viagra example?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone's searching for Viagra, and that's a great example because there's just tons of spam on that, okay? And so what happens is someone says, oh, I'm interested in learning about Viagra, maybe buying Viagra. And these days, a lot of people find websites by punching that word into Google. So needless to say, the websites that can rank on the first page for that term are the ones that people might go to and buy things from. So there's a strong desire to rank well for terms. Let me give a better example. Say Boulder real estate or Boulder loans. Again, an area where there's probably a lot of, I don't want to call it spam, and we'll probably talk in a moment about black hat versus white hat stuff. But again, a real desire for people, legitimate and perhaps maybe not so legitimate businesses, to rank well for Boulder real estate, because then you'll use me and you'll, you know, get a loan from me or you buy a house for me. So remember what I'm talking about here, Todd, in Google is what's called the organic results. In other words, it's the results on the left side. On the right side are what's called the paid results.
Right.
Okay, and those are ones that if you're a company, you can pay money and be listed there. Those cost you money every time someone clicks through. The organic results are ones that you just have a website that Google says, we think you're the most relevant for Boulder real estate.
Sure. Got it. Let's talk a little bit about black hat versus white hat.
Sure. Okay.
You are?
Well, I'm a green hat. Needless to say.
The Hulk green.
That's right. No, I just do this for a hobby. You know, I just have kind of a dorky little website out there, comber.org. And, you know, I've been kind of in the online geek community for a while. And, I don't do this stuff. You know, there are people out there that do this stuff for a living. And what they do is sell their services to companies and say, hey, I'll help you rank better in Google or something like that. And so I'm kind of aware of a lot of this stuff, but it's not certainly not something I don't do for a living or anything. People have asked me. My wife's company, Antra Habitat Ventures, says, hey, you know, can you help us rank better for polar bears or something like that? And I'm like, you know, I don't do that, you know, do your own thing. So what happens is there's various techniques to rank well. And you know, I'm a firm believer in what I call content is king, Todd, meaning that if you put something out there that's worthwhile and credible, people will say, hey, this is good. You know, for instance, you wrote a really good set of articles about the New Horizons Pluto launch. Okay, and I noticed that got picked up by about 6 or 7 papers, probably more. I don't know if you noticed.
Let's try Scripps Wire.
Yeah. So it did get picked up. Why? Because you wrote a good article, content is king, and you're credible. Okay, so by the same token, if people put websites out there that have useful information for things, that would be considered a white hat technique. However, sometimes, you know, that's a lot of work to do that stuff. And so people like to take an easy approach. You mentioned a moment ago about 100,000 pages with v7n.com members rule by one person. That's probably not outside the realm of possibility because people can use computer programs to automatically generate these pages. Mm-hmm. And so that would be considered a black hack technique. Another black hack technique would be something called keyword stuffing. And that's where and you've probably seen a few of these web pages. You go to a web page and it says v7n.com members rule 20 times in big print. And what that is, an attempt to try to, you know, fool Google into saying, oh, this has something to do with that word. Google's got better at figuring that out. Another approach that's a little more subtle would be called doorway pages or cloaking. Actually, those are two different. A doorway page would be when you, as a surfer, goes to look at a page, it looks normal. Mm-hmm. Okay? But then when Google comes, they've designed it so that when Google looks at the page, it has keywords galore,
like
stuffed in
hidden
big
tags.
Hidden tags, that's exactly right, yeah. So again, those are called, you know, black hack techniques. Google, you know, it's...
Are they rampant in the...
SEO
Boulder
community.
Real estate or
you know,
Viagra
it's funny. We should
well,
when we're done with this when we're done with this podcast, I'm sure in the Viagra world, but we should go do a search for Boulder real estate. We'll look, and it's pretty easy sometimes to look at stuff and say, you know, hey, this looks pretty crappy. I will say the search engines have gotten better over the years because they said, geez, you know, we're not returning relevant results. Mm-hmm. The goal of Google, and I should mention there are other search engines. I know Google is the one that's all in the news. There's Yahoo, MSN, AltaVista, all these things. Is they want to return relevant results so that you, Joe Schmo or Todd Neff, can find what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if they return a page that just has, you know, v7n.com members rule 100 times on it, but no real information, that doesn't help.
Got it. What does your wife think of all this? And what is her name?
Her name is Wendy. She probably thinks, you know, I should have asked her for a quote.
Would you
before.
Describe her as a patient woman?
Understanding is probably a good word for it. I mean, she puts up with a dude with a big green monster. A guy with 26, and she's Jewish, by the way. A guy with 26,000 Christmas lights. And now I've got a webcam down here. In fact, this clock right here that's in front of the webcam, you know, that provides motion.
Sure,
the second hand moves. With this is the one that's normally upstairs in the living room.
The lion, rhinoceros, tiger. It's
Well, she works for a travel company, so they get into this stuff.
Interesting. So, well, I give her a call. What's her? We'll talk about that afterwards. I probably will want to talk to her for the print story. I think we're going to wrap it up. Alec Kornitsky, a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you for inviting me to your crawl space.